Greetings, everyone. This is Fred Coulter. Welcome to Church at Home. Church at Home is sponsored by the Christian Biblical Church of God, and we are dedicated to restoring original Christianity for today. Sabbath, the Old Testament, and the New Testament. And there's a great deal of confusion that comes about because of the teachings of nominal and orthodox Christianity. And the truth is that they have left the Word of God by taking only part of it. They've been partial and apply only that. And God says, through Jesus Christ, this very thing. The easiest thing to remember about the Bible is this. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Because every word represents truth from the God of truth, represents love from the God of love, represents judgment if you sin, defining what sin is, and one of the greatest problems facing Christianity today is one of the most basic and major things, which is the Sabbath day. Now, why is that difficult? Well, because Jesus said that there will be, in the last days, many false prophets. The very first thing he told his disciples in Matthew 24 and verse 4, he says, "Be on guard so that no one deceive you, for many." Now, many means the vast majority shall come in my name, saying, "I am the Christ," and shall deceive many. Now, how are they going to do that? What is the one main thing that they do? Let's read it again over here in verse 24. This is in the end time. Now, we'll look at some prophecies of the end time in the Old Testament in just a bit, because we need to understand this to realize how important that the Sabbath day and also the rest of the commandments of God are. Because people today, they don't know what's going on. They don't know how we're in so much trouble and difficulties. They don't know what to do because there are so many, many, many false prophets out there. Who are you going to believe? Well, you have to believe the Word of God and all of the Word of God, as Jesus said. Now, verse 24, "For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and they shall present great signs and wonders in order to deceive, if possible, even the elect." Now, that's a very interesting statement there, isn't it? It says in Revelation, the 12th chapter, that Satan, the devil, is deceiving the whole world. But the elect, who are the elect? Well, the Greek means those who have been selected by God. God is not calling the whole world at this time, but who does God select? Those who are willing to believe God, obey God, and love God. And that means, as we will see, keeping the Sabbath day. Now today, we're confronted with a calendar that has been altered in nearly every country of the world, but especially by all of the corporate businesses in the world. They make Sunday the seventh day on the calendar. And in Europe, they have already done that. So anyone in Europe looking at the calendar, they will think that Sunday is the Sabbath because it's the seventh day on their calendar, not knowing that that calendar has been changed.
The actual seventh day was not Sunday, it was Saturday.
Really?
Yeah, that's why the Jewish Sabbath is Saturday.
Why did Sunday become the...
Because Christians worked very hard to distinguish themselves from the Jews who preceded them. So we can't celebrate the holy day the same day as the Jews because we're different. So they moved it, physically moved it to Sunday.
Now who changed it? The Roman Catholic Church and the businesses of the world. Now let's come to a prophecy in Jeremiah 23, and we will see the way that we can begin to identify false prophets. If anyone says, the Old Testament has been done away, forget them. They are rejecting the Word of God. If anyone says, Jesus did away with the Sabbath and changed it, or the apostles changed it, or the apostle Paul changed it, get away from them because they don't know the truth. They may be nice people. They may be intelligent people. They may look like they understand the scriptures. They may sound very convincing, but the rule is, what is the truth of God that he wants us to know? Because many come in and twist it and turn it. Notice what God says, Jeremiah 23 and verse 1. Woe to the shepherds who destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, says the Lord. Now, why does God say that? Because people trust the ministers. People trust the religious leaders. And if they're nice and if they smile and if they sound convincing, and if it's something that is, oh, so easy to do, people fall for it hook, line, and sinker. So this is why we're doing this series, which will be extended, because we need to cover all of the things concerning the Sabbath day, because that is the key and the most important point to begin establishing a relationship with God. So God says, verse 2, therefore, thus says the Lord, God of Israel, against the shepherds who feed my people, you have scattered my flock, you have driven them away, you have not taken care of them. Behold, I will bring upon you the evil of your doing, says the Lord. Now, that has happened all the way down through time, and living here in the end times which we are living, it brings out something very important that we need to understand. So this goes right along with New Testament doctrine, because anything that talks about the latter days in the Old Testament is a prophetic time of the days that we live in today. Verse 16, thus says the Lord of hosts, do not listen to the words of the prophets who prophesy to you. They make you vain and speak a vision from their own heart, not out of the mouth of the Lord. And almost every one of them says, the Lord said to me. Well, that wasn't the Lord God of the Bible. You can rest assured, because if they are Sunday keepers and holiday keepers, they are not from God. Period. End of story. Verse 17. They still say to those who despise me, now how do you despise God? By saying, his law is done away. By saying, you don't have to keep the Sabbath. You're despising God. Now they don't think that they are, because they preach a false love. This is what they say. The Lord has said, you shall have peace. And isn't that true? You can see that right now on television, where a supposed Christian minister appears and says, how can you have happiness today? How can you have peace in your heart today? And you have to accept Jesus. Well, there's a whole lot more to it than that. So they despise the Lord. And they say to everyone who walks after the imagination of his own heart, no evil shall come upon you. They bring in homosexuals, they bring in transsexuals, they bring in those who hate God, and they despise the Word of God. And I ask this of you, and I ask this of every minister that is out there. Will you hear the word of God? Will you go by the word of God? Because we're to live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God, and all of these words in the prophets come from God, because you read in there, the word of the Lord came to me saying, thus shall you speak. Now verse 18, for those who stood in the counsel of the Lord to see and hear his word, who has attended to his word and heard it? Behold, the tempest of the Lord is gone forth in fury, and a whirling tempest, it shall fall grievously upon the head of the wicked. That's why there's so much trouble today. People have rejected God, they've forgotten God, they have left God, they despise God, they say there is no God, they say we have been evolved. They have no idea that you cannot change the chromosomals of animals and human beings in a so-called evolutionary way. Can't do it. Notice what he says here. This is why the world is in the way it is today, and why we need to go back and understand about the Sabbath, how it began, what it was, what it means, why should we keep it, and why is it vital today? Continuing in Jeremiah verse 20, the anger of the Lord shall not return until he has executed and until he has performed the purposes of his heart in the latter days. Notice what he says. So we're talking about today. You want to make sense and understand today what's going on? Listen carefully. Here's a prophecy. I have not sent these prophets, yet they ran. I have not spoken to them, yet they prophesied. And out of their own hearts, and out of their own minds, and out of their own ideas. But if they had stood in my counsel and caused my people to hear my words, remember, man shall not live by bread alone, but by what? Every word of God, right? If they had caused my people to hear my words, they would have turned them from their evil ways and from the evil of their doings. So he says, am I not a God who is near, says the Lord, and not a God far off? No. Everything that there is that we're concerning human beings, the earth, the universe, the solar system, and everything that there is, that all comes from God. And there isn't one thing that you can do in your life that you can do if God had not provided the things for you to do it. Verse 24, can anyone hide himself in secret places so that I do not see him? Of course not. God says we're going to be judged by every idle word. God says he knows our hearts and our minds, and we will see how thoroughly he does that. So whatever thoughts or excuses that people may have concerning the Sabbath day, and for those who say, oh, that's just for the Jews. No, we will see it's for all mankind. But the Jews are happy to hear the Protestants say that, so that they don't have to come to the knowledge of the truth of the New Testament. And neither do the so-called Christian ministers understand what they are saying, because they have rejected the things that are contained in the Old Testament, which tell us exactly what we need to do. Now, verse 25. I've heard what the prophets said who prophesy lies in my name, saying, I have dreamed, I have dreamed. Oh, don't they say that very often? Now notice verse 26. How long shall this be in the heart of the prophets who prophesy lies and who are prophets of the deceit of their own heart? That's what we see going on every day, because as we will see, it begins as what I said. You believe God. You obey God, you love God. Remember that, those three steps. Now notice, verse 27, They scheme. Now, that means that they devise false doctrines. They scheme to cause my people to forget my name by their dreams, which they teach each one to his neighbor, as their fathers have forgotten my name for Baal. Now, who is Baal? Baal is the sun god. What day did they worship Baal on? Sunday. Huh. You look at all of the instruments of the Roman Catholic Church, and it's all sun worship, and demon and Satan worship. And if you don't understand that, and if you're offended to hear that, then you better start proving what is true and right. And if you want the truth, you better hold fast to it and live by it. Now notice verse 28. The prophet who has a dream, let him tell his dream. And he who has my word, that is those who have the word of God, and we have it all today, Old Testament and New Testament, all the books of the Bible. And if you don't have the Holy Bible in its original order, you need to get one right away, because it is the only Bible translated in English that has all the books of the Bible, Old and New Testament, in one single volume. Now notice what he says. And the one who has my word, let him speak my word faithfully. That's what we're going to do. That's restoring original Christianity, because it is the faith that comes from God, the faith that comes from Jesus Christ, the faith that we have in believing God's way, and the faith of God's word that he demonstrates to us in everything. Verse 29, is not my word like a fire, says the Lord, and like a hammer that breaks the rock in pieces? You think anyone can go to God and tell him what to do? You think that anyone can go to God and tell him, oh, your Sabbath is harsh and miserable and mean and terrible, and your holy days, oh, we love our Sunday, we love our Halloween and Christmas and Easter and New Year's and all of those pagan things. No, it's going to come like a hammer that breaks the rock in pieces. Therefore, behold, I am against the prophets who steal my words, each one from his neighbor, misappropriate them, misinterpret them. Behold, I am against the prophets who use their tongue and say, he says, when I did not say. Now then, let's look concerning the Sabbath. The Sabbath was not made for the Jews. We will see, come to Genesis, the first chapter, and you will see that the Sabbath was from the beginning. From the beginning. Built right in to the laws of our solar system and the earth and the sun and the moon, and our seasons. So let's come to Genesis, the first chapter, in verse 14. And we will see that it was on day 4 of the first 7 days that God set for the Sabbath, for the holy days, and everything. Right there in the beginning, before he created Adam and Eve. So let's read it. Genesis 1 and verse 14. And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heavens to divide between the day and the night, and let them be for signs and for appointed seasons or feasts. Because you see, there is the weekly Sabbath, and then there are the annual Sabbaths. So we'll concentrate on the weekly Sabbath and bring in the annual Sabbaths as we go. Appointed seasons or feast, and for days and years, let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth, and it was so. And that's when he did it. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. And the Lord had made the stars also. And he set the firmament of the heavens to give light upon the earth, to rule over the day and over the night and divide between the light and darkness. And God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the fourth day. That's when God set it all in motion. From the beginning. Now then, he did more creating on day five and day six. And on day six, he made man. And he said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of heaven, and over the livestock, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing. And he made us male and female. And there is no other gender. And you cannot change gender by changing your thought process. And you cannot change gender by drugs and operations. That's another whole story. We'll move on from that. Now let's come to chapter 2, because here is where God defines the Sabbath for all of mankind. Now remember, Adam and Eve represented all of mankind at the beginning because they were the first man and the first woman. Genesis 2 and verse 1. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished and all the host of them. And by the beginning of the seventh day, God finished his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. Then what did he do after he rested from it? And he did that as an example for Adam and Eve, for them to know that God puts his presence in the Sabbath day. Now notice verse 3. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it. Blessed it, that means God set it aside for this special purpose. And he sanctified it, and what does sanctified mean? It means make it holy. That's why the Sabbath is called the holy day of God. And in this first Sabbath, God was present with Adam and Eve. He began to teach them his way and his truth and what they needed to do. And he informed them about the Garden of Eden and that the first thing that they were to do was to obey his voice. Now, Adam and Eve, we know, decided to go their own way because God has given free moral agency. And if you give free moral agency, you must have the ability to choose. You must have the ability to think and reason. Now, we don't know how long that Adam and Eve were in the Garden of Eden before the serpent was let loose on them, but it must have been a considerable length of time. It wasn't the next day or the next week or the next month. But how long it was, we don't know. But long enough so that they had time to be with God. God would teach them on the Sabbath day. God would show them what is right and wrong. God would tell them what's going to happen in bringing forth children and everything like that. All of that. Then the serpent came in, who is Satan the devil, and there is a Satan the devil, and he's the adversary of God. And he's the first one to turn people, beginning with Adam and Eve and continuing all the way down to our day, to turn them against God. To tell them, you're smart enough. You have intelligence. You can decide what is right and wrong. And you don't need God telling you what to do. You can do it yourself. And what commandment did they break? Okay? The very first one that Jesus said when he was tempted by Satan the devil. Were Adam and Eve tempted by Satan the devil right here? Yes, indeed. What was Jesus' answer? Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God that proceeds out of his mouth. So God told them, don't eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. But they did. And so they were cut off from God. They were removed from the Garden of Eden. Or they could come to the East Gate, where God would give them some instruction and so forth like that. But they couldn't go in and be with God and live in the Garden of Eden with God. Which means, from that time forward, there was very little Sabbath keeping indeed. Now, we won't get into any more history of that because we've covered it on many occasions. So remember, you need our booklets. Number one, why were you born? And if you don't know why you were born, then you don't know why you need to keep the Sabbath. And if you don't have the book, Occult Holidays or God's Holy Days, which you get that book and you read it all the way through. And then we have the booklet, Rome's Challenge to the Protestants. And that is written by Cardinal Gibbons of Baltimore in 1893, that Sunday is a Catholic institution. Now, we'll see that a little later when we get into the New Testament. Because, you see, everything begins right here in Genesis. Here's another brand new book that you really need. The Apostle Paul's Teachings on God's Law. You need it because Orthodox Christianity says the law has been done away, or Paul did away with the law, or the church had changed the Sabbath to Sunday. No, this book will show you the truth from the Bible. Are you willing to look at the truth? We will send this book to you at no cost. Just email us, write us, or phone the office. And we will see, beginning in the next segment, that the laws and commandments of God were from the beginning. And we will see that the teaching in the New Testament that sin is the transgression or breaking of the laws of God, meaning forgetting them, ignoring them, discarding them, not wanting to follow what God has said, thinking that, oh, we can make it on our own. How has the world and the history of the world been when people just go on their own? Well, you can see it happening right today, right in front of your eyes, because the last segments that we did on the hand of God's judgment tells you what's happening today. And in the world from Adam and Eve down to Noah, they were immersed in such sin that God brought the flood upon the whole earth to destroy everything. So we'll pick it up next time on the laws and commandments of God, but in particularly the Sabbath day. So until next time, this is Fred Coulter saying, thank you for inviting me into your home. Until next time, so long, everyone.